In an academic research project about recidivism, I came across an article from 2008 titled "What Works" by Mark Gornick of the National Institute of Corrections. Gornick writes a list of proven practices. It is a list of factors that support successful reintegration for minimum security, low-risk offenders with substance abuse and mental health problems. The list included that programs must be evaluated to ensure quality, but first, they must be supported by community and policymaker partnerships and involve qualified leadership who understand program objectives. Programs must be implemented by well-trained staff who deliver proven programs as designed. Treatment and prevention programs should be designed and implemented around proven theoretical models, beginning with assessment and continuing with aftercare. They should include the use of standardized and objective risk and need assessments. Treatment should target the reduction of crime-producing attributes and be delivered in a manner consistent with the ability and learning style of the individuals being treated. The most prevalent barrier to administering effective treatment is funding. However, there must also be interest and incentives for facility administration. Research points to a need for federal standardization of proven practices that should be implemented throughout all minimum security federal, state, and county facilities to provide individualized care, the basis of which should include two main ingredients. A. Utilize cognitive and dialectic behavioral therapy to instill healthy thought patterns and diminish criminal thinking. B. Clear communication through community healthcare partnerships to streamline costs.